You know, you have to give Florida credit. They ran the football better than us, created some explosive plays in the throw game, scored touchdowns in the red area, got turnovers from us, didn't have near the penalties or mistakes that we made. And we're not good enough to beat a good team if we don't play kind of mistake free. So they got a good football team. We can't give them stuff, and we did that today. Had some opportunities early in the game. Was moving the football. Kayron Calvert got a penalty. You know, and maybe Kayron was illegal. I thought he was playing hard, but you know, it's a bang bang play, and that backed us up there. That was one. Had a chance down there in the red area to put some points on the board. Got a tip ball, and don't come away with points there in the first half. So that's two drives where you got an opportunity to put some points on the board that we don't. And then the other thing is we keep turning the football over, backed up, you know, giving the other team a short field. And, I thought our defense at times kind of persevered a little bit, but the last touchdown before the half, making it a 3-score game was tough. We made too many mistakes on defense. When you're playing against a good team, you have to make them earn it. Not exactly doing a technique right, I feel like we're going to the right spots. But one time we got them in a 2nd and 15, they throw the ball out in the flats. We give up a 1-for-1 out there. Should probably be 3rd and 13, but instead it's a 1st down. You know, it's little bitty things like that. Early in the game, we really struggled to rush the quarterback. They had lots of time, we had to generate some pass rush by bringing pressure. And when you do that, you have to be able to guard them on the back end. And there was times that we did, but there was times that we didn't. You know, we gave up one play right there in the third quarter, kind of on the double post there. A mistake that you can't make, but we'll learn from it and get better with it. So didn't really create any positive plays in special teams today. First of all, you got to make them punt, right, before you can get something in the punt return game. And their kicker kicked it out of the end zone, kind of like ours. So, but with that, I'll take any questions.
Brandon and Joe.
Coach, talk about Florida's success today in the passing.
You know, in the first half, really there was a lot of time. You know, when we rushed four, there was a lot of time. And then when you bring more, you put pressure on the back end. You know, they made some good plays back there too. You know, the quarterback stood in there and made some throws. You know, I felt like there was a couple of times, you know, we got the turnover in the first half, but we were out of bounds, you know, so that was a play that kind of flipped there. We could have gave the offense the ball there. Couple of times on pressure, I felt like if we were a little bigger, stronger, you know, we're there. You know, you got to finish and get the ball out. We got what we want. You know, it might be a sack or it might be an incomplete, but we got to get through there. And you got a guy on the blind side coming around, some things there. And we got to cover them a little better. I feel like our guys, when we're healthy in the back end, that we can cover some back there. But we've got to be able to change it up by generating some pass rush with the 4-man rush, you know. Couple of times we played zone. They hurt us down the middle of the field. But you have to give them credit. You know, this kid played good last week, too. I mean, he played good last week. He played good today, you know. And we hit him a little bit today, too, you know. So, but bottom line is we let them create too many explosive plays offensively to make it easy on them. Then we kind of settled in a little bit, but then just too many turns on defense and too many short fields. Well, you know, it's the thing about playing quarterback, right? I think Jarrett's got lots of ability to be a really good player, okay? And I've said that over and over. But there's times you kind of got to take the bull by the horns and say, let's go, you know? You got to make some plays. And you got to have an impact on the people around you, you know. So, and that's one of the things I've been talking to him about. You know, you've been around those folks, right? Whether it's playing sports or in a room or whatever, that somebody's got positive vibes, that it makes you feel good and gets excited about being where you're at and what you're doing. So we need a little bit of that. You know, we made a few mistakes there, so we went with Brian and to get Jared a little bit settled down a little bit. And, you know, Brian come in and done a couple of things. He had a really good drive right down the field. You know, and right there at the end, he kind of threw a ball into triple coverage. If he throws it on the other side, it's probably a walk-in touchdown. So, you know, there's plays out there like that that we've left out there a little bit today and have in the past, which has hurt our production offensively. Excuse me.
Wes, Austin, David.
How tough is it to kind of find an identity offensively or find out who you are, what you want to be, if you've got simple passes?
Yeah, well, it's like I told Jared, we come out of the second quarter, we get a delay of game. I mean, how many times have you come out of a quarter or a timeout? You know, he's played a lot of ball to make that mistake, right? You know, we've got them confused and empty, got a guy running wide open for a touchdown. No pressure, we'll miss a throw. And then we throw the ball into trap coverage and give them the ball on our side of the field, you know. So those mistakes we can't make. We got some good football players on our team. And I think Jared's one of them. I think he could be a really good player. But our best players have got to play good. Our best players got to play good, okay. They can't make mistakes, okay. We've got some, we're playing some guys that probably that have some talent. But based off their age, they ain't been exposed to as much, okay? And they continue to improve and get better every week. I'm sure they'll be better in a couple of more years than they are today, right? So, but we've got to play mistake-free. Our better players have got to play better. We got to take care of the football and get a few more turnovers.
Austin and David.
Well, you know, there's when you travel, you got 70 guys that you can bring. You know, Jameer had to have a little scope done the other day, and so he'll be back. He wanted to make the trip, we just traveled to guys, the other guys that we felt like gave us the best opportunity to have success.
David and then Jesse and Link.
Well, to start the game, we didn't have much pass rush when we tried to defend them. You know, when we played man-to-man, those guys won some plays in there. You know, physical guys, guy put the ball on them. You know, we probably took – there's probably a couple of plays in there that we might would have liked to have had back as far as play call. It was me that suggested it. On some pressures, on some traps that they hit some balls down the middle. But, you know, you gotta give these folks that run all these RPOs and you know, you get an RPO look, then you get seven-man protection, then they're four open. You gotta give them some different looks, sometimes disguising, so what they see is not exactly what they get. But we didn't fool them enough to – we got them to hold the ball, but we got to win some one-on-ones. If I remember right, there wasn't a whole lot of seven-man protection, you know. So there's four and five guys running around out there. We got to win some one-on-ones.
Jesse Blake.
Jeremy, this is a clarification.
You
wanted to fly with this week. Is this quarterback competition open, or are you going back to
the Well, every position for us, I mean, we try to play the best players. All right? The only way you can kind of run a program is – it's a production-based industry, right? So who competes the best at practice? Who plays the best the last game? You just kind of work on it. See, you know, I felt like last year in our bye week, we really improved as a football team. And we got so many young guys that are itching to play, but they're not hardly ready. Maybe in the next 2 weeks we can get some of these guys. And it will help us develop some depth. In competition a little bit. And then we got some other guys that are a little bit older that they need to mature and learn how to play too.
Blake and then Brandt, Jeremy, that first interception where Jarrett struggled for one zone, is that a pass that needs a little more touch, or is that just a ball Juan's got to catch? And I guess, what do you think that play meant to kind of in the course of the game?
Well, I just kind of saw it bang, bang, but it looked like it hit him in the hands, you know. You always want your hands on top of the ball so the ball don't flutter up right there. But if it hits us in the hands, we do need to catch the ball. I don't know exactly how it looked there, but that was a big play in the game.
Brandon Marshall.
How surprising or frustrating is it to have discipline be such a problem for a game?
Do what now?
To have discipline be a problem for the penalties and this stuff like that.
Well, you know, discipline to me is knowing what to do and doing it the right way all the time, you know. You know, we've been on K'Ron Calvert and our offensive linemen about busting their tail down the field and finishing blockers, right? Peppering the guys, you know, off the pile, okay? So the guy did it, all right? You know, they don't blow whistles out there. I don't know if you're out there on the field. They don't blow whistles. Okay, so it becomes a judgment deal about whether or not the guy's forward progress is stopped. Well, I don't want K'Ron trying to judge that. I want him trying to pepper guys, okay? More times than not, you're not going to get called that, right? So there's certain things. When you grab a guy's face mask, sometimes it's not intentional. You're playing hard and your hand gets hung up in their face mask, right? But when you have dead ball penalties, when you have delay of games, when you're all sides, things like that, to me, that's discipline-related.
Marshall, Gene, Austin.
Jeremy, you talked to us about having that ball off the defense, get those turnovers today, and not be able to turn those into points. How frustrating was that? And then for your quarterback, with Brian Howard, do you feel like there's the team rallying around his energy that he brought into the game?
You know, we probably had a couple other chances to get some turnovers, you know, right there at the end. You know, Kenneth George had a ball in his hand. You know, we were all over the quarterback several times with good schematic blitzes and things to where we got one-on-ones and on the edge and guy eases up in the pocket. We got to get push in the pocket and finish some things off so we can get some more balls out. Had a, you know, one that didn't go our way, right? So, but we've got to continue to find a way to get some balls out. We got to score some touchdowns too. So, you know, I did. I thought, you know, the kid, he, it's a tough situation, right? You know, but you know, he came here to play. Tried to give him an opportunity, and you know, he done okay there, a little bit in the drive. But there's some plays out there he's got to improve on. That's the thing. This ain't like, you know. I guess T-ball. I had, you know, my oldest son used to play T-ball, so we played everybody on the team, right? Everybody got to play, everybody got to bat, everybody had to play so many innings. You know, it's not that way. You got to earn it, and then when you get the opportunity to play, you got to play the right way. You know, you got to play clean football. There's no do-overs, right?
Last two, Gene Austin.
Coach, how much of a struggle?
You know, we have not got great in play from that position, in my opinion, in 3 out of 4 games. I believe in the guys in the room. We got to play better there, for sure. But, you know, you got to take it from the practice field to the game field, you know. And I brought up just 3 plays that were within a 3 or 4 play sequence right there earlier, you know, delay a game, miss a guy for a touchdown and then throw a pick versus trap coverage. I mean, Jarrett's a better quarterback than that. He's got to play better than that. I feel like we got some playmakers on offense, but for the ball to get to those guys, it's got to go through a quarterback.